let you in my heart. No, you believe in me. Take this time to share your love. Memories remind you. Isn't that just that we share?
Mentalex Black Evolution Conference was a success yesterday. It was a success. We initiated some new things in our monthly conference for the future of Mentalex, and it worked out well. A lot of newcomers came out, and we're going to do this all around the place nationally. We will be in everyone's city pretty soon. There'll be Black Evolution conferences, future Mentelec Black Evolution conferences, in every city we can get it in. Right? To find the sleeping ones of our people. We said that Mentelec has come to bury the dead and wake up the sleeping. We need a new knowledge to bury the dead and to wake up the sleeping. Right? The sleeping giants. Reason being is because there are a lot of things that we have encountered as people, certain stories, certain accounts that resonated with us on a certain level. However, you know, it was watered down and they played out as fantasy, right? Because they were watered down. You either could believe them or not believe them, right? And we believed a lot of these stories until we chose not to through religion. One of the greatest stories that we've been taught was how the devil, Lucifer, came onto the earth. How Satan got here. How Satan got into hell and with the fallen angels and all this other business. How the devil was in hell. Lucifer was an angel of light who came down and became the prince of darkness because he didn't want to serve in heaven. Right? This is the story that religion gives us about Lucifer and those who came here with him or came to hell with him as the Luciferians. Now, that account of the fallen devil or Lucifer, whatever you refer to him, Satan, whatever the case may be, that's not a story that's new from the Bible. That story comes directly from the account of the Nephilim, or the Nitiru, or the Anunnaki who came down here from the planet. And then Lucifer that they're talking about is Enki. Lucifer is Enki, right? They just changed the names, the white man, right? The European, with their Greek mythology and things like that. They altered the account of these beings, these extraterrestrial beings, these advanced beings who came here to Earth as the Amun beings, as the Amun race, right? As the ancient Kemites called them Nitiru, or the Sumerians called them Anunnaki. They came here with Enki, right, to hell. Hell is Earth. This was the religious people's way of saying hell. Hell is actually Earth. The heavens represent the universe in which all solar systems are laid out throughout the universe, in which God travels through the heavens. Who is the God that's traveling through the heavens? The Amun of the skies, or what they refer to as Enu, or Anu, which is really Enu, traveling through the skies, and the movable planet called Nibiru, moving planet, a planet that didn't sit stationary within solar systems or in a rotation, but a planet that moved in a linear state or in a linear form throughout the boundless universe. Boundless, meaning no limitations. These people were moving in a planet, a movable planet, that was mistaken as a spaceship, right? And this account was taken by the Sumerians because these people came to Earth, these Nephilim, these Anunnaki, right, along with this Enki, who became the Lord of the Earth, the God of the Earth, who in religion became the devil in hell. Right, the devil in hell, and this fiery place that's you know under heaven, that is under the heavens, is Earth. Right, it's Earth. Earth is under the sun. Reason why they refer to Earth as hell is because these beings were sentenced here. These Amun beings, Anunnaki, Nitiru, Nephilim, same people, were sentenced here, right? As there was a war in heaven. Because they tell you in the Bible, a war broke out in the heavens between God and his angels and the devil and his angels, his fallen angels. There was no God and devil. This was the account of Enki and Enlil, two brothers, right, whose father was Anu, right? This is where your Abraham story picks up of his two sons. This is where your Odin and Thor and Loki story pick up that the so-called Nords people got when you get the Marvel character of Thor, right? Thor is Enki. They took all these accounts from Enki and Enlil and translated it all through to Sumeria, through Egypt, all up to America and to their culture. They just changed the names. They just changed the names. They have a Greek and Roman equivalent, too. I can't think of it offhand of Enki and Enlil. But the first Luciferians on the planet were black people. Why? Because they were solar intelligent beings. They were light beings or soul beings. So they were the first Luciferians, meaning the ones who were the light bearers. They carried the first light, which was the sun or the solar plex. And they had random access to these Amun beings who were moving through the universe continuously. This gave them random access to the different solar systems, gave them intel to the different solar systems that these Amun beings were stopping at and using as docking points or vacation spots or rest ports in which they bred life on. They used these places to stop and fuel their planets to move forward throughout the universe, building other solar systems. And they would often come onto these planets and inspect these planets and leave a bloodline or a seed of people here. This is the real, true account of the devil and hell and all this other nonsense. Even your so-called witches know that Satan is actually Enki of Sumeria. And they bear witness that Enki was a real person. The white man bore witness that Enki, or the earth god, the god of the earth, or the lord of the earth, Enki, was real. Like I said, when he did Bruce Almighty, Morgan Freeman was playing Enki. That's who he was playing. He was playing Amun, Enki. This is who he was playing. This is who he was portraying. Right? Because there's no other so-called god that is a black man that is shown as a black man who would have that type of name, right, that the world would recognize. It's Amun. Everybody recognizes Amun as so be it or sealing off their prayers, but that's one way of keeping the name in a rotation, in a continuous frequency going outward. Whether the Christians, Muslims, Israelites are saying Amun, that name is continuously vibrated outward. And keeping the name of so-called Lucifer, Satan, or whatever, keeping that name in, or keeping that energy or that frequency in, right? And all these societies is to cause balancement, because they teach you that God is moving through the heavens, right? Which is really Enu or Enu or Enlil, right? The god of the sky, meaning that he was the lord or the ruler over those beings who were moving through the sky and building those different solar systems, and they left an earth lord here, which is what their intention was in the first place. Their intention was to leave a race of people, their own people here on the planet, to oversee the human creation. This is why the human bloodline was, this is why they sentenced a segment of the people here. They didn't want to stay here. The Amun beings that were sentenced here, the so-called Luciferians that were sentenced here with Enki, who was known as Satan, they didn't want to stay. They wanted to stay in the heavens. They wanted to stay, meaning they wanted to stay in Nibiru, and they wanted to have the ability to go from planet to planet to planet, because to them that was heaven, to be able to travel without any limitations, to be able to utilize their power. But once they were sentenced to one planet, they were cut off from that, so this became a living hell to them. Their powers became limited, and they started to degenerate. So this became their hell on earth. Hell and earth are the same thing, right? And they accuse this Enki of wreaking havoc on the earth amongst the humans, because what he was actually doing was trying to speed up the intelligence of the humans. When they said that the serpent, which was actually a man who came to them, and so-called devil, and taught so-called Adam and Eve, meaning the human creation, or gave them greater knowledge, which was forbidden by the Amun beings to give the humans greater knowledge, right? So what they did was they cut all ties with the Amun beings or the descendants on this side, the ones who were sentenced here to Earth, which is where your black race comes from. Our people are the descendants of the 200 fallen angels. We were not created on Earth. Our people are the descendants of the Amun beings, the 200 fallen Amun beings, or those advanced beings that were sentenced here. From those 200 fallen angels, those 200 fallen messengers who came here to oversee the humans and their work on the planet for the Amun beings, they were cut off, right? They were cut off from the ascendants, the ones who were still traveling in the universe. They were cut off. And now they're trying to, when they talk about, they pick up the group about the people who are of the elect, the chosen, these are the people who will be given the ability to make contact with these Amun beings in the skies or moving through the universe again. They will be given the ability to contact these beings or make connection with these beings again. This is what it's talked about when it says the elect will be chosen at the end of the world, meaning that a new world will start and the old world will go out and the new world will come in once these elect are chosen. Once these elect are chosen to receive that communication or that connection with those Amun beings again who are moving through the universe or so-called heavens, right, then the world will start to be altered, right? Certain things on the planet will start to be altered. These beings will receive their power on Earth. They will receive their connection or their communication on Earth. They will register as the bright race, right? The ones who came down, when they talk about Satan was the prince of darkness, or he was, they say he was one who was one of light, right? They say he was a bright one or one who was of light. What that means is that at one point in time, he was connected to those light beings before he came down here and was transferred into a dark state. He was one of those solar intelligent beings, meaning that he was on a level just like the other Amun beings, mentally on that level. And all of those beings that were with him were on that level until they got here and they started to degenerate and lose their connection and lose their solar intelligence or their connection. So they went from those bright ones to the people, to the angels of darkness or the prince of darkness. That represents a group of people, right? Meaning they got caught up in a state of ignorance, and they started doing mischief on the planet, and they started partaking in the mischief with the human creation, which they were not supposed to do, right? See, in the beginning, once they understood this, once, you know, other races of people came and they understood the account of how our people really got here, as the Nephilim or the 200 fallen messengers in the Bible, right, and going back to the Sumerian tablets, once they understood that, right, once they understood that, they were thrown off, right? They were thrown off. They were cut off from the connection. They were cut off from the connection. And they were trying to, at one point, strengthen the connection again, right? They lost contact when they were caught on this side. Because every time these Amun beings would go to another solar system, any time they would go to other planets and set up solar systems on these other planets, they would receive advanced power from the suns that were being generated, that were generating energy on those planets. They would receive higher intelligence from those different solar systems that they were building. They were advancing. And those who were trapped on this side, on Earth, they were cut off from that, and they wanted their power back. The punishment was for breaking the law that they were going to go under the submission of the human, under the submission of the creation, the beast. They were going to submission, right? And that's what has happened. That's what has happened in this society. Our people have gone under submission because we lost our connection. We've gone under submission because we lost our connection with our ascendants. The line was broken. And we became, as time went on, we built the first societies and kingdoms and empires, right? But time was running out as we were going forward, and the human creation was becoming stronger. We went into submission under the human creation, and then we were supplanted by the human creation. And they changed the names, the pictures, and everything else, and put themselves in the image of the Amun Binks. Right? They put themselves in the image of the Amun Binks. And we lost our light. Because, like I said, the word Lucifer means Lord of the Circle. That's what it really means. Lucifer means Lord of the Circle, meaning rulers of the planet. Who were the rulers of the planet? The Enkiites. Right? The Amunites. The Enkiites. The Amunites. The Ventellians. They were the rulers of the planet. They had vision. They had light. They had future vision. So they were able to see everything in advance. Now you got these people who are trying to pick up on the frequency of Enki, who they refer to as Satan out front, but they know it's Enki. And they're trying to become those people of light, which is why they get together in covens or covenants, trying to channel Enki's energy onto the planet and within their little group or their circle, right? Which is why your witches make the circle in their rituals, because they're trying to channel in Enki's power onto the earth. They're trying to channel in that energy, who they refer to as Satan. Right? This is not about good and bad. For those of the people who say, oh, you know, because like I said, a lot of our people are brainwashed into the good and bad, God and devil thing. Right? A lot of our people are brainwashed into that. This is beyond that. See, all stories come from true accounts. All stories in some way, shape, or form come from true accounts. It's only when people start watering things down, adding things and taking things out and softening up stuff, watering it down, making it more spiritual and taking the soul out of it and making it more spiritual, that's when there's confusion is caused. Now, through religion, our people got this wrong idea about so-called Lucifer and the devil and all this other stuff and God, not understanding that this was all one group of people. This represented one group of people, because even in their religious story, they tell you that the devil, the so-called devil or Lucifer, whoever, was once an angel of light. This is what they tell you. What does that mean? That means he was part of that solar intelligent collective, those solar beings. And when he was cast down to earth with those group of people who were sent, he was sentenced here because that was the plan anyway for them to oversee the humans. They didn't like that. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to be a part of this. So they began to gradually over time take rulership of the planet and the humans. And they still have it to this day. They still have it, but their descendants do not. Who are their descendants? They're descendants of the black race. Their descendants are in darkness. Their descendants represent the degeneration of the bloodline and the seed, those who fell down. Those who came from the skies, who fell down to earth and lost their connection. And it said, like I said, in the book of Revelation, when it talks about the elect, that represents a remnant of those people who fell down, who were disconnected. They were given all these false names like Israelite and, you know, and Christian and all these other things. They were given these names, right, really as a curse, really as a mark on them to know that these are the people that were being punished, right? They were given these names or these titles as a mark that they were being punished. They were allowed to go into submission to these people because they were being punished, right? For their disobedience and mixing in with the humans, for their disobedience and following the ways of the humans, for their disobedience and disconnecting from the Most High, right? That was their punishment, right? That was their punishment on earth. It's not that, then they'll tell you, it's not that the so-called devil or Lucifer was a bad person. He still served the greater good or the greater God force of beings that were moving through the heavens, because he had to do his job here on earth, right? He had to do his job here on earth. He had to exist as a power here on earth, but he was out of sync or disconnected from the real people who he was supposed to be sending intelligence or power to. And the human, they're trying to tap into that Amun power, that God power of Enki, Lord of the Earth. Now, I know to a lot of people, oh, that sounds like a bunch of myth, brother. That's mythology, brother. What are you talking about, brother? That's mythology. Let me tell you something. No stories come from nowhere. People have no real imagination. Everything you imagine, you done seen someplace before in some way, shape, or form. So that means it exists in some way, shape, or form. Your ideas are going to come from somewhere, which is a real place. Whether it's coming from somebody's head and being generated into your head, whether it's coming from random people you see every day, it's coming from somewhere, and those people got it from somewhere. So they had to have the vision of this. They had to have the image of this somewhere, these accounts, to make stories out of them, to water them down. And these so-called stories have stayed active for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. They didn't die out. Now, you got a lot of so-called stories, religious stories, that died out over the years, but this one has stayed around. These are, of this account of these fallen angels, of these Luciferians, these bright ones who fell to the earth, this account stayed around for thousands and thousands of years and is well known all over the world. Why? Because it's real. It's real. It's real. Right? Even though the names have changed, the story was misconstrued, people were trying to cause confusion, the account really did happen. A group of people did come down here. There was a war in the heavens or in the universe. That's why the guy George Lucas made the movie Star Wars. That's why he made that. That was dealing with the battle of the Amon beings, right? And the ones who became earthbound. But he didn't get to the earth part. He just stayed in the universe, and he dealt with the battle between those Amon beings. That's your Star Wars. Wars going on in the universe. That's real. Our people talked about that first, and then the white man picked it up, and he started talking about that. And all the other race, the East Indians and everybody else. So our people didn't have no active imagination. It was making it up. They tell the gods was telling them about this. They was writing down these things that the gods were telling them about. They were writing these accounts down. They were recording them. Now, I know a lot of people, they'll say, oh, well, brother, that sound far-fetched. That sound far out and this, that, and the third. But, you know, they'll say that because the white man didn't say it. But they can accept some Allah in the sky that nobody ever seen before. They can accept some Jesus that nobody never seen before because the white man told them that. The minute you try to explain something logically, if you don't look their part, you don't look, you know, you're not a Caucasian, they're not accepting it. And that's so-called black people. This is exactly why that part of the genetic is cut off, because they are simple-minded and have become submissive to the humans, which is something they were not supposed to do. They become simple-minded and submissive to the human. They follow the ways of the human. Right? This is why people are in a state of submission today, because they are cut off as gods and goddesses. They are truly cut off. They are cut off from their ascensions or their ascendants. Right, their future progeny who's supposed to be growing into gods, because the majority of the black race, they're not going to make it to become those gods and goddesses. They're not going to do it. There has to be some that are sacrificed, just as some were sacrificed on the trip here into Earth, because we don't come from this planet. You could tell. You could tell how we don't have a real personal stake in anything here. This planet is being claimed by animals. Your human race. Your human race are nothing but a form of animals. Your East Indian, your Caucasians, and your Asians are nothing but animals. Now, this is not a racial attack on your humans, because even your scientists say humans are animals. We're not connected to the human race. We don't have the same kind of fur or hair that they have connected to any animals. That was a creation of Lucifer, the true God, who is Enki, who is Amun, the God of Earth, right? Who is working in unison with the commander of the universe, or as the Masons refer to him as, the grand architect of the universe, Enu Amun, right? The Amun of the sky, meaning the commander of the sky, and the Amun who was appointed as the lord of this planet, the one who was supposed to run this planet or rule this planet. he had to answer to other ascendants. It was all one bloodline, though, but he had to answer. He had to answer. And he has left the earth, and he is moving through the skies again, through the heavens again. He has left the earth, right? So-called Satan has left the earth, right, in key, because there is no Satan, there is no devil. Those are just titles for in key. There's no hell, fire, and all this other nonsense. But these people in the witches, covens, they're praying to something, right? They're praying to something, right? And the white man knows in key has left the planet. Go to the movie. I want to show you something. Those of you who know movies, go to the movie The Omen, 1976, made in 1976, and watch the trilogy of The Omen, Omen 2, right? And part 3, Omen 3, The Final Conflict. In The Final Conflict, part 3, this guy who called himself Damien Thorne, right, he's supposed to be the Antichrist or the son of the devil, right? He's talking to the devil or Satan or Lucifer or whoever, but he's talking into the sky to Lucifer. Now, according to the religious people, Lucifer was cast down. Why is he talking into the sky to Lucifer? Because they know that the Enki left the planet and went back or went outward into the universe again. He was accepted back. So there is no Satan on the planet. There is no devil on the planet. There is no devil in hell. That's some nonsense that they promote through religion. And the children of that Enki, or those Enkiites, Amun beings, are still here. They will follow this Amun off of the planet in time through their bloodline. They will follow him off of the planet into other worlds, into other solar systems. He was the first one to leave. That represents the elect of the chosen. The majority of our people are under the beast now. And they are representing, the elite of them are representing the Luciferians today, but they are the false light. They represent the false light. The true light is the fire. They don't represent the fire. They represent the water. Right? They don't represent the fire. They understand the power of the fire and those Amun beings who came from the sun or came through the sun here as ones who carry solar plexus, which is why they use fire in some of their rituals, but they're not of the fire. They're paying homage to the fire. They are of the water. Right? They are of the water. They represent the age of Aquarius. They are of the water. The aquatic ape. The age of Aquarius is the age of the aquatic ape. Your beast man, your humans. That's the age of the aquatic ape. Those who were bred in water. Who came onto the land and were given intelligence. Who became your so-called Adams and Eves. I'm going to take a call. 914, you're on air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? My name's Jay. Just got a quick question regarding basically, what do you think the so-called black race can do in order to kind of regain their connection?
Hold on. Before you ask the question, is this poverty supreme?
No. This is Jay.
Okay, you the guy. Okay, all right. Got ask
yeah,
question.
I called the other day. So,
yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
I wanted to know basically.
Before
you ask your question, you got to keep your questions brief. Mm-hmm. You can't go into no whole diatribe.
I understand. Yeah, no worries.
Right.
I'm not going to hog the line tonight. Don't worry.
All right.
Basically, I wanted to know, what do you think the so-called black race can do to kind of regain their connection back to their descendants?
Well, I can tell you what they can do, but it's, within some of them, it's not within their power to do. And that means y'all would stop having to follow the damn white man. You would stop having to call yourself Africans. You have to give back all his religion, his names, everything, and start off at one, at ground zero, and move together collectively as a new race of people who we refer to as the Amunites. And y'all would have to make a connection with Amun again. But the majority of the people are not going to do that because the only one who's bringing the true connection to Amun is me. And the majority of our people are not going to listen to a so-called blackface?
Do you think that the monetary system has anything to do with that?
No, it doesn't.
No, I mean, the only reason why I say that is because, I mean, clearly, the monetary system encourages people to consume. We see that quite clearly today, which is basically depleting the natural resources of the planet, resulting in only 20% of the world consuming 80% of the resources.
Depleting the natural resources of the planet. You said on the last show that the resources are in abundance. You said that there is no depletion.
Oh, no. The resources are abundant, but in terms of depleting the resources that the European has control over, because he manipulates the resources and gives people the impression that there's a limited amount of resources based upon the amount of resources that he's found and in subsequent control over. So I'm speaking in those terms.
But if
Does
you
that make sense?
Allow, but if you, yeah, but if you allow people to continuously use the resource without taxing or limiting them using it, then after a while, it's not going to be in abundance anymore.
No, but this is the thing: the monetary system doesn't actually regulate that. What happens is that's why they have stimulus packages. They encourage people to spend. So the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
The resources end up getting, it's like, for example, let me give you a quick analogy. Like, an individual that I know, for example, has four pairs of Jordans. If you told him to actually produce those himself, to actually make those Jordans, he wouldn't have none, because he doesn't have the ability to actually gather the natural resources to do it. But then if you provide him with a means via an economic system which allows him to go get a job and earn money, then guess what? He can actually use those resources. He could use the currency notes to purchase as many Jordans as he wants. And that's the issue. You see, when you actually force people to actually produce, it regulates what they can actually produce for themselves and thus regulates the amount of resources that are being used in the planet. You see what I'm saying? But the current economic system, with the monetary system, allows people to basically buy as much as they want
without recourse. No, it doesn't. You know why? Because everybody has a limitation or a cap on their money. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's say I'm going to take, for example, the richest person you can name in the world. We'll just go to the richest black person black people know in the world. Let's just go say Oprah Winfrey or Jay-Z, right? They'll say that these people are worth $300 million, right? Now, $300 million sounds like a big number, but these people don't actually have $300 million in cash. In other words, it's not liquid, okay? They can't put their hands on $300 million. They can't even go to the bank and take out $90 million, or they can't really go and take out $1 million, all right? Because what will happen is the IRS will come and ask them, the bank people will come. They will not give them the money. The IRS or the whatever will come and ask them, why do they need this money? What are they doing this for? So if it's supposed to be your money and your money's supposed to be unlimited, whatever you have to purchase these things, they would tell you, you can't take your money. Just like you can't go in a supermarket and buy over 3 months worth of food, or they will stop you. So they have limitations on things. It doesn't matter how much
they
money
have
you
limitations.
Got. You have. Let me finish. You have a limitation on things,
okay.
So you cannot go in a supermarket and buy over 3 months worth of food, or they're going to make you put all that stuff back. All right, and they'll call the police. Or you can't go and take no more than maybe $300,000-$400,000 out of the bank at a time, or else they're going to call the police or the IRS, and they're going to stop you. They're not even going to give you the funds. So there is a check on the money, because they don't want people doing what, you know, everybody depleting resources. Because if you keep on, if you give people a lot of money, they're going to buy up things. They'll buy 20 pairs of sneakers. They'll buy 20 cars. And like I said, it takes time for rubber trees to grow. It takes time for metal to be dug out of the ground or mined up or whatever the case may be. You couldn't meet the demand. Okay?
Let me ask this question. If you told Oprah that she had to make 5 Rolls Royces with her own hands, versus actually going out and spending it, what type of regulation do you think that would have on her ability to actually own 5 Rolls Royces? Would she be able to own the same amount as she would do if you just asked her to go out and spend the money on them? Or would she have less?
Well, it wouldn't really matter. If she, first of all, you know, her giving her the resources, the metal or whatever to make a car and whatnot, you have luxury cars of people who make it and make these cars in limited manufacturing. So it wouldn't really make a dent whether she got the money to make it or not, because she's not going to do it anyway. But it wouldn't really make a dent. And
that's my
point. If she goes out and purchases them, that's Oprah Winfrey buying 5 cars and make it doesn't mean anything. If you got 500 Oprah Winfreys or 10,000 Oprah Winfreys or 1,000,000 Oprah Winfreys doing that, then there's a problem. That's where you're going to see.
But what?
That's where you're going to see a limitation. But listen. The broadcast tonight is about the Luciferians. It's not about manufacturing.
Oh, no. That's what it's leading into. That's what it's leading into. Oh, I'll just quickly,
it's
I'll
not
just quickly
leading
say
into
this because it's leading into. I'm just going to – let me explain. I'm going to explain it to you because you did do a broadcast about the virtual world and how basically – I was just going to say how the monetary system actually funds the virtual world because it keeps people – I mean, we talk about the trillions of dollars that black people are spending on a yearly basis just to continue to play in this virtual world. And I'm saying, well, if we're able to stop focusing on spending our money and consuming so much based upon this currency system that we have and focus more on actually producing for ourselves, then wouldn't that strengthen our connection to our so-called descendants?
That's where I kind of wanted to leave it at.
So you can continue with your broadcast.
That would help, but we already know the majority of them are not going to do it because right now, the so-called luxuries that, you know, black people spend all this money on, that's getting cut down because you get a paycheck and you just struggling to survive. You paying rent, you paying a mortgage, you paying a cable bill, you paying a light bill, you paying all these things. So if you got enough money to buy a pair of sneakers, a decent pair of sneakers is going to cost you at least $80 to $100. So you lucky if you got anything to buy all these little creature comforts you want. So even that's being cut down. That's an illusion that black people spending all this money into material possessions. It's just going into keeping your creature comforts going, your cable, your TV, your internet service, all this stuff. Yeah, you're more a roof over your head, some food in your stomach. So even your money's just going to bare essentials. So you don't even have it like that no more.
But they're still working hard for that money, right, in order to pay for those bare essentials. So they're still being distracted.
Right? Yeah, of course they're being distracted.
And therefore not able to kind of make that connection that they need to in order to uplift themselves.
Exactly.
That's the point I was making.
Man, but the majority of people don't even know what they're uplifting themselves to because, like I said, they caught up in their cable and their hip-hop housewives or whatever nonsense they're looking at and trying to keep their head above water. That's what they focused on, and whatever little creature comforts they can get during this little, you know, miserable trek that they call life, that's what they focused on. So that cuts out the thinking of a Most High or something higher than that, because they're focused on that. They're focused on that middle ground, that submental way of thinking. So that's why. Those of our people who are able to think beyond that, those are going to be the elect of the chosen people. The rest of our people who can't get out of that, oh well.
But just one more quick question before I leave. Don't you run into problems because of people who basically feel as though they have a need to go out and get money all the time? Doesn't it act as a resistor for your own organization in terms of building it and getting people to work together and to cooperate because they're so distracted by money and having to get money and have to pay for this and having to pay for that? Do you see how the kind of negative effects this currency system is having on your own ability to work with your own people to develop your own organization?
No. it's not having an effect on me. It's actually having a better effect on me because, you know, the people who use that as an excuse, whether they had money or they didn't have money, they still use it as an excuse not to come and be a part of anything. It's just an excuse. The people, you know, we got working people with us. You know, I run my own business and whatnot, and, you know, we're not sitting up on millions and millions of dollars and whatnot, but it's not about that. It's about continuously working together and building, because we'll get to where we got to go, because we understand we have to work as a collective. The people who are chasing money, who want all this money and keep talking about money, they're trying to make money as individuals, and they're only concerned about their little small world that they live in, their little comfort zone, and they just want to sit up and consume anyway. So we don't want them anyway. We're not interested in those people. Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's thanks for answering my questions.
All right. All right.
All right. Take care.
All right. As I was saying, you know, we, as those true Luciferians, the true people of the light, meaning the solar intelligence of the almond beings, we are those people. So I don't suggest our people start referring to themselves as Luciferians. You know, we don't need to do that. The elect or the chosen ones of our people are forming a mental connection with the Most High as Amun, right? These people have formed, the elite or the elect on this planet have referred to themselves as Illuminati or Luciferian. These are the intelligent white people. And, you know, that those families, those intelligent white people who run things in the world, you know, who've taken our spot on Earth, who become the light bearers, who know more, who have the knowledge beyond us, or certain ones of us, I should say. Those are the ones who are in control right now, right? They represent the artificial light, the water, the ones who run on water, the ones who run on that, what they call hydraulic electricity. This is how spiritual energy works. Spiritual energy works off of a hydraulic form of energy moving through the chakra points, right? It works in a rotation, and it's how your humans move off of this. Why? Because Enki, Lucifer, Satan, God, Amun, all the same person, was the one who created water on the planet by putting two gases together, hydrogen and oxygen, to produce water. And in that water, he bred life. This is where your scientists get the whole thing of the petri dish. This is where life comes, where life is bred in the embryonic sac and the water, and your lungs are set up to breathe underwater, because this is all how the reptilians bred in water. They did this, they did the same thing with breeding life in the waters of the human race who were born here on Earth. But the people who created Earth had to come from beyond Earth. Before there was an Earth, they had to come from somewhere once they created Earth. So obviously, these God beings are not human. They're alien. They're the Amun race. And those who came here to produce the ones who carried the first light, the first seed on the planet, which is the Amun seed, not the human seed, but the Amun seed, those were your first light bearers, the ones who brought the true intelligence onto the planet, the ones who knew more than everybody else. Right, the ones who house the true intelligence. I'm going to take another call. 619, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I just have a question about, this is Persian from Facebook. How does Nenlil fit into the story of Enki and Enlil?
Nenlil is was the wife of Enki, or Amunet. You know, this was because with these Amun beings or these God beings, there were women with them as well. It wasn't just a bunch of men. You know, that came from the Greeks and the Romans, the homosexuals. They took the women out. When they grafted over and took our accounts about the gods coming down here, they took the women out. And then Lil, there was other women with them, because the same thing we're doing where we're men and women are together, and, you know, for children and things, they were doing the same thing. It's the same, you know, dynamic of just advanced beings, God beings or higher beings doing the same thing we're doing, but on a higher level. So she's a god.
And were they, I heard about the big three, and it was Enlil, Enlil, and Enki, and that they were brothers and sister, and that they helped create the human race. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is true.
With the help of some other people, ones. They were the main ones who did it. These, like I said, again, these are people. These are black men and black women. These so-called black men and black women. These are people. There's not no spooks. There's not some unseen force. And none of these were people who just came here after they engineered the planet or engineered the explosions to take place and bring about a magnetic force to create and pull together the planet and the solar systems and rotation around the sun. So they brought all of this into existence, everything you see, even the human race.
Now, are they going to be returning?
Are they going to be returning to Earth?
Yeah.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to inhabit the bodies of certain people here on Earth. In other words, they're going to make connection with certain people here on Earth in order to extend the vision of certain people on Earth, certain ones of their bloodline. They don't have any need to return. They're continuing forward within the universe, but they're trying to make a link to those people here on Earth, the descendants here on Earth. This is what the whole account of the chosen or the elect people are, and what Judgment Day is really all about. Judgment Day, when you talk about that in the book of Revelation, that's actually talking about people who will be judged mentally, because the word judgment is short for judgmental, meaning that these people will be judged mentally fit to continue forward into the future, and they will receive the light of those God beings again, or the connection with those God beings.
And I have a question about Nephilim. You said that black people are the ascendants or descendants?
Yeah, so the black people, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and the Nephilim were the result of angels and people, or were they just the angels that were here, or the Anunnaki that were here, and then they made people with themselves on this planet? You know what I'm saying?
No,
that makes sense.
The Nephilims are the people. When the word Nephilim means those who fell down, or those who came down onto the earth, that's who the Nephilim are. Those who came here to Earth. Who came here to Key or Earth. And then the Nephilim are the same as the, it's just different titles. Nephilim, Anunnaki, Neteru, Amun Bings, is all the same thing. Same people, just a group of people that came here to Earth to breed life on Earth.
But you call them fallen, though. Do you mean that they did something wrong and they were cast down to Earth, like they had to stay here, or were they chosen to be like the overseers of the planet? And they made, you know, like children with themselves here.
Both. Because okay. They didn't want to stay here. They were told to stay here, and they wanted to leave, but they were told they had to stay here, so they were sentenced here, and that's what the war was about, because they didn't want to stay here. They were sent here in groups, and they had to stay, like astronauts. Like, in other words, let's say NASA dispatched a bunch of astronauts to Mars or to the moon somewhere, and they get mad, they don't want to go, but they get orders to go, and then they start a little fight between them and whatnot. That's the equivalent of what happened there. They didn't want to come here. They didn't want to stay here, or they, you know.
Okay, so Enki and Enlil, didn't they get into a confrontation? Weren't they at war with each other?
Mm-hmm.
In heaven and on earth?
The first conflict took place when in the heavens, when they had to kill off all the dinosaurs, because the dinosaurs were, they became liked in a sense by the Amun Bing, because the Amun Bing were communicating with them, because these were the first, that was the first order on the planet, was the dinosaurs. They had a primitive form of government or a primitive form of rulership on the planet, and the Amun Bings were communicating with them because they bred them here first, right, to get the earth ready for the next cycle when they were going to allow people here. So they had to destroy the dinosaurs that were here on the earth, and they didn't really want to do that, because they developed a affinity for them or a connection with them. So when they sent those meteor showers, they caused the meteor showers to come here to kill them. They smelled the burning of their flesh going all the way up through the universe, and that you know, caused a breakout there in the heaven because they were going back and forth. They didn't want to kill them off. They kept the DNA of a lot of these reptilians, and they restarted their life on other planets. But they didn't want to discontinue them like they had to here. And some of their DNA went into the ground in the creation of the human. And, you know, when they also came onto the planet, they had to take on their DNA as well.
Okay. Now, I would like to have your opinion on something very quick. I had a dream the other night where
I don't interpit dreams, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to – it's something – it makes sense, though, because basically it was – I was just at a salon, and all of a sudden a whistle blew, and all the black people were, like, marching like they were zombies, and it was Asian people who were, like, marching them into this kind of camp area, and there was only, like, 5 black people who it didn't affect.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh,
it was just—it was just weird. I don't know if that means anything.
That probably was the elect, the ones who made contact with the almond beings versus the ones who didn't, because the new slave masters on the planet, the new ones who are going to take over, you know, for time being anyway, was going to be the dragon, meaning the Asians. They're going to be in power because, you know, as the white man, he's, like I said, right now, he's focused more on setting up camp on another planet, which is Mars, and he's going to let the dragon, meaning the Asians, take more of a hold. That's why Asia owns the majority of America's debts here, and they own a lot of areas, you know, a lot of resources in Africa and all over the place. So they're going to be the next slave masters or people holding control for a time being. That's what it's talked about in the Book of Revelation, where the dragon gave power to the beast. And the dragon's going to come to power and going to, you know, it's all spoken about because the power that the dragon gave to the beast was the gun, through gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how the white man was able to take the world. You know, he was able to take the world from gunpowder.
Yeah, I just thought it was very interesting. When I woke up, I'm like, oh, my goodness, that makes so much sense. You know, so I just wanted to know what you thought about it. But thank you for your time, Newman.
No problem. All right, thank you. So when we hear the account of the Luciferians, understand that it has a connection with us, right? Because the first time they was painting pictures of the devil and all this and the horns, you know, the very first pictures of the devil, they use black people's faces. The very first pictures of the devil, they use black people's faces in the ancient times, right? The horns on the head and all that, because the horns on the head come from the ram's head that they used in ancient Egypt, and they said that the ram's head represented the face of the head of Amun, right? Now, the ram just represented one who was a destroyer, one who was one who tore things apart in order to rebuild things. That, so the ram's head represented Enki, or represented Amun, I should say. But it's all the same thing, Amun, Enki. All these gods and different names are interchangeable. And these, when they talk about the angels, because that's where the white man get the whole idea of the angels with wings. That comes from out of ancient Kemet and Nubia and whatnot, where they showed you the gods and the goddesses standing on the pyramids with wings on their back. Because that was just their way of saying that these people flew down here to the planet. They were coming through the air, right? They didn't have actual wings on their back, but they couldn't describe it any other way, so they just put wings on their back that they flew, right? And some of them even took off through the air, but they didn't. Again, they didn't have wings. They knew how to manipulate levitation and move their bodies based on that levitational lift. Right. So, same ability that we have, because our hair grows on a levitational lift, and we do have the power of command and levitation. You know, which is going to be a future. Capability. Levitational lift as the sun comes closer to the planet. So we're going to play a little bit of music. We shall be right back. history, there's always been a group of light bearers. The true light bearers go all the way back to Sumeria, the ones who held the secrets of these Amun beings coming, the ones who were your sacred high councils, and, you know, your pharaohs were part of the Luciferian thing. Now, they didn't use the word Luciferian. I'm just, you know, giving this example. This is the word they use now. They didn't use that word back then, but there was always a brotherhood of light, or a light council, or a council of higher intelligent beings, or you would see them with their hands up to the sun. There was the priest of Amun. They was all part of that Luciferian brotherhood and sisterhood. But like I said, people think it's an evil group, and it's really not. It's not. It's funny. I'm going to show you something funny. They'll say that, oh, the Luciferians and the Lucifer people, these people are evil. But most of the evil people are in the churches and in the religion. Most of the damn degenerates are in religion. They're in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. That's where your degenerates at. But then they say the so-called Luciferians, those are the ones they're the ones that's doing all the devilishment in the world. I'm like, I don't see that. I see the people in religion doing that. I see the people, the submental people in religion doing it, the so-called good people, the so-called people that praying in church and doing this, that, and the third. Right? Now, I'm not pumping my fist for the Luciferians. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sticking up for them. I'm just saying that these are nothing but people that hold control through knowledge, through light. Right? Certain things they're not going to share because they focus on holding the power through light and through deception about who they are, about their intentions and their purpose, right? The pharaohs, and they did the same thing where they kept certain knowledge to themselves. They had certain pyramids and chambers and things like that for themselves, and the priest of Amun and certain people were only privy to know about these chambers and, you know, and these houses for Amun and whatnot, because these beings obviously were coming down and meeting with them in these places, in these temples. They wasn't going to make no temples for nothing. Everything was for something, right? And your temples, after a while, were transformed into your houses of worship, which became your churches, your mosques, your synagogues, which they took from the temples that the ancient Kemites and the Nubians was making in the name of Amun. But when these Amun beings returned, right? This is where they copied the whole thing of churches and praying to God and, you know, asking for God to return. Because when they say Jesus is returning, they're asking that an extraterrestrial returns to Earth. Where do they get that in their head to ask for this Jesus Christ person, an extraterrestrial, a person who is clearly not supposed to be from here but from God? Where do they get the idea of a Jesus returning to Earth? So if he's not on Earth, where did he go back to? Heaven. And where is heaven? The universe. There's no heaven in the clouds and all this nonsense. Heaven is the universe. In a ship, a moving planet. Right? So obviously asking for this alien, this person, this Christ, this Messiah, this Elroy, this El Rey, this Son of Man, this Son of God, all the same title to return or be given a connection on Earth to be connected in and to be tuned in. This is what they're asking for. Your Christians and all your so-called people say, oh, brother, that sounds crazy, but they're sitting up here praying outward to the heavens or into the universe or wherever the hell they're supposed to be praying to for some extraterrestrial or some unseen being or some God being to interfere or come back on Earth. So that's a sign that you're praying for an extraterrestrial, one who is beyond this Earth, to come back. So when I say that these extraterrestrials came to this Earth, it shouldn't sound crazy because that's not a biblical story. That came from the Gilgamesh epics in the Enuma Elish, where they talked about these Anunnaki, these people that came to Earth, right, these groups of people, and talking about the war in heaven. So obviously, you see all these different accounts of these people coming here. Obviously, that had to be real, that these people came here onto the Earth, that it was a group of people that came here onto the Earth from someplace else, who were doing fighting, who were warring with each other in the skies, in the heavens, right? Who have the aggression, that they pump the aggression themselves into man and woman. That's why men and women have aggression. Men who obviously had women with them because women had to be made in the image of other women. How the hell are you going to make men? How are you going to make women in the image of men? They just stop with this whole mitochondria DNA thing. I mean, I understand the mitochondria DNA and what you're saying, but there was no woman made in the image of no man. No woman came out of no man, and no man came out of no woman. And the man, they took some rib and all this nonsense. Right? These were two separate entities that were made. There was a feminine principle and a masculine principle always. Always. Right? And that was reconstructed here on the earth through DNA, through testosterone, through estrogen. Right? This is what these god beings, like I said, these god beings had females with them. Obviously, female wasn't something new that came to the earth, or something that was new that was created on the earth with this Adam and Eve nonsense. Even though, like I said, that's the beginning of the human race, the Adam and Eves. Right? They saw these almond beings as Luciferians or Lucifer, these people who, these gods who had more knowledge in them. That's how they saw them. Right? Our people in the ancient world saw them as their ascendants, the ones to be respected, the ones to be looked to for ascension, the ones who they wanted to go with when their time was up on earth. They had knowledge of these beings, which made them Luciferian, or so-called Luciferians, or the light bearers, because they had the knowledge. The light represented the knowledge. The light represented the intelligence of those god beings that they had access to. That's what the so-called white Luciferians and the witches and the people who practice witchcraft, they're just trying to receive knowledge from these god beings, these almond beings. That's what they're doing. They're trying to receive power from these almond beings. They're trying to draw in the source that you're supposed to be getting. They're trying to draw in it from you, and they're doing it. They're doing it by distracting you with simple-minded nonsense, submental nonsense. They're drawing on the power. While they got you watching Basketball Wives and hip-hop honeys and all kind of nigga nonsense, they're drawing on the true power and the energy. While they got you focused on chasing money to go give it back to them anyway, while they got you focused on all kind of ignorance and stupidity, they're drawing on the energy and the power. They're drawing on it. They're trying to make contact, right? While they got you sitting up in the churches and worshiping their gods and whatnot, they're trying to make contact with your ascendants, right? And this is, they have done it, and they've been able to channel that light, which makes them the Luciferians, which gives them the idea to form covens and all this other stuff in the form covenants, covens, and, you know, all rich and do rituals because they're trying to channel in your energy. Which is why they chanting and doing all this other stuff. They're trying to pull in your energy. They're trying to pull in your light. Because they want to replace you. They want to be the Luciferians. They want to be the light bearers. And they've done it. That's why, when something of any intelligence or anything real comes up, you look into them for the answer. So if you look into the white man all the time for the answer, you look into the humans, mankind, somebody for the answer, one of those people for the answer, then that means they become the light bearers and you become the people in darkness. They become the light bearers. You're looking to them for knowledge. When they used to be the other way around, they were looking to you. Now you look to them. That's what it means to be a true light bearer. They're now the lords of the earth, at least out front anyway. They are the temporary lords of the earth, just as the dinosaurs were the temporary lords of the earth, right? They were actually the caretakers of the earth. The earth was, they were put in on the earth, but they don't own the earth, right? They can't control the earth. They can't control what the almond beings want to do with the earth. They can't. They didn't create the earth. I tell people all the time, y'all sitting up here trying to make deals and treaties with the white man and all this other nonsense and trying to make deals with him instead of trying to make connections with the Most High, with Amun. Instead of trying to come together collectively and make connection with the Most High, Amun, you worrying about making treaties and deals with people who not even going to be in a patent, not even going to be in a position to give you anything after a while. But that's the short-sightedness of our people because they went into a stage of darkness or they want to worship some fake spook gods that they were given by the beast, all to forsake their covenant, to forsake their connection with Amun, the Most High, the true Most High, as those people who were the first light bearers, the true ones who carried the intelligence of God in their forehead. This is where we fell off. We were the first Luciferians, the first light bearers, the first ones, the rulers of the circle, the Lord of the earth, the lords of the earth, right? That's why Enki is called Lucifer, because he is the Lord. He is the true Lord of the earth. The word Enki, En means Lord, Ki means earth, Lord of the earth. Lucifer, or the cipher, represents the circle. What is the circle? Again, it's the earth, the Lord of the circle. Remember they made that movie Lord of the Circle or Lord of the Rings, I should say? Lord of the Rings or Lord of the Ring. And Ki represented the Lord. He's represented as Lord of this planet, right, by default. Even when he left the planet, he's still considered to be the Lord of the planet because he, with a party of Amun Bing, bred life on this planet. They seeded this life with planet. I mean, seeded this life, this planet with life. They seeded this planet with life. They planted things here, like gardeners. They planted DNA here. They planted plant life, tree life, all types of DNA and life forces here in the water to grow. Right? That was all done purposely because the water represented another form of gas. What does gas do? Gas, be it oxygen, hydrogen, blows things up. Think about if you blow into a balloon, right? A balloon could be small, but once you blow air into it, it starts to blow up. Think about that when you think about their DNA, when you think about their cells, the single cells. When that oxygen, that water hit those cells, it started to have the same effect. It blew things up. In other words, it grew things on the earth. That's what gases do. Gases blow things up. Oxygen blows things up. It's flammable. So the fire still exists there. That fire represents the first light of Amun. The Luciferians, when they say God blew life, blew the breath of life into man, and he became a what? A living soul. That was your early humans. Your Africans first, right? Who carried a partial soul in your East Indies, who carried a piece of the soul of Amun. But it was a fading light because it was still based in water. Their light was a little stronger. Their light was a little stronger than the whites and the Caucasians because they were here before them, but the light was fading because they were really running off of water, right? But the oxygen, like I said, all these elements can transform into one another. You can transform water into gas. You can transfer gas into light. All of these things could be transformed, so fire still exists on these things in a different form, but it's still an artificial form, which is what makes it different. And he blew into man the breath of life. What is in the breath of those who carry a solar plex? Fire. Right? Started them working through air. Right? When the humans came on, that was the age of Aquarius because all the aquatic apes were coming out of the water. You humans. Right? And they had to oversee these people. They had to oversee this Frankenstein factory that the Amun Bings created on the earth. They had to oversee it. They tried to clone themselves, which is where the multitude of black people came from, our people first, when they were cloning themselves and they were having sex and, you know, making babies and they were cloning themselves and they knew how to do all that. They knew all the scientific things the white man does now. They, of course, they knew it. They knew about the artificial insemination. They knew about cloning the genes and making more people. So that's where the influx of our people came from, once from the cloning. Right? That's where the influx of our people came from. And we were the ones was sent off into different corners of the planet to set up governments and empires on the planet, set up the first governments on the planet. This is where all your governments taking place. You know, you see them all the way up into from Babylon and Samaria and all these other places. Our people were setting up those governments. Early America, they were given the leeway to go by the Amun Bings to set up governments, to set up governing bodies and set up law and order on the planet, to take hold of the planet and to civilize or keep separate from the human life that they were creating or breeding in the waters and that they were setting forward in the cave regions. Your humans, your animal people, they had to separate themselves from these people, right? And they had to keep these people in the caves. They didn't allow them to come down because they were savage. They were represented as savages, and they were experiments, right? Some of the experiments went wrong. And you see sometimes the genetic defects of these people today where they got fur covering all over them, hair growing out of their face, all over the place, hair, feet growing out of their chest. So that was part of the experiment. There were defects because these light beings or these Luciferians that oversaw these experiments, right, they took notes down and they kept them in pyramids and things. A lot of this stuff is sitting in the Vatican City. A lot of the experimentation that these Amun beings were doing, and the Luciferians who were allowed to sit in and watch, the experiments, a lot of the ancient doctors and ancient alchemists were sitting in and watching these experiments and learning from the Amun beings. They were able to be part, they were your first Luciferians. Imhotep was Luciferian. You know, like I said, they didn't use the word for that, but he was able, he knew all of this, these medical procedures from them. He learned certain medical procedures from these beings. He sat in those certain orders and things like that, and secret orders and things like that. So that secret order thing and the secret societies, that goes back to our people, going all the way back into Egypt, because they're ones who set up in the higher states of power. They didn't share knowledge with the regular peon citizens. Same way the white man follows today. Your Rothschilds, they sit up in the seats of power. They're not sharing no knowledge with nobody. They got the books and the knowledge on everything. Everything that's available for them now. They know all that knowledge about the stuff that's sitting in the Vatican City. They know about all that. The Vatican, they sponsored a lot of these so-called archaeologists to go over there into Egypt and those places, and whatever they found, they had to bring it back to the Vatican. They had to bring it back because the Vatican, they didn't want to go. They wasn't going to go themselves over there and find that stuff. So they sent archaeologists to go and collect information, let them write books on this stuff. But they were limited in certain things they could tell, right, in their books. So what they did was they asked to see the manuscripts and things like that because they wanted that intelligence for themselves. The popes and all them, they wanted the intelligence for themselves that them god beings came down and gave to the ancient Nubians and Sumerians. They wanted it for themselves, and this is why they're in power today, because they had the knowledge sitting in Vatican City. They hauled all the blocks and all the things, the evidence of our people on those walls and in different societies, they hauled them into Vatican City, and you will never see them unless all that stuff falls down. They hauled all the sacred books and records. They took it all, right? But it was meant to connect us to something higher. But they could keep it right now because through this intelligence of mental, like, we are being connected to something higher. Because when they took the books away, which is fine, like I said, we was going to receive the knowledge anyway of who we are and what we're supposed to be connected to and where we actually come from. Right? We was going to receive that knowledge anyway. Right, that we were the first light bearers on the planet, and we still carry the light, but like I said, the focus is elsewhere. That's why they spend so much time in society right now trying to distract you, and only you first and foremost. Everything is the distraction of you. Everything. They're not worried about distracting the rest of the races of people. They only worried about distracting you. You see most of the ignorance that's taking place out here in society and the focus on nonsense being geared toward our people. And that's being done purposely because they know your time would come when you would receive your light on earth again. But y'all are going to be so engulfed in the darkness, meaning the ignorance, that you're not going to become those light bearers again. You're not going to be those people again because y'all are so engulfed in your darkness. This to some of our people sounds crazy, but it's supposed to sound crazy, and they're not supposed to be the light bearers of tomorrow because everybody's not going to be chosen to bear the light. Everybody's not going to be able to house the light. Right? Everybody's bloodline is not going to be able to continue. That's what happens when you're dealing with the evolution, right? Those who house the original who carry the first light, meaning the solar plex, those who carry the first light, meaning the intelligence or the ability to pull in intelligence, right? And those people who are focused solely on that and who are living their lives for that, these will be the people of the future. These will be the people of tomorrow. These will be the people who won't have money issues. These will be the people who won't be focused on nonsense. These are the people who are actually going to be a part of something that's going to get things done. It won't be the majority of the so-called black race. They can't. They will never be those Luciferians again. They will never. A lot of our people will never connect because their mind is not set for that. It's set for this here. They're caught up. These teachings are meant to put out the light on our people and keep them in darkness, to give them the false light. Because the last thing they want you to do is connect as those Luciferians again, meaning those people of light again. Right? The fire that they worship is in your chest. The fire that they're worshiping is in your chest as your solar plex. That's the fire they want. That's the fire they want. That's the fire they want to put out. That's the fire they want to control. That's why, if you ever notice, they go big into the sports and the entertainment industry, because our people can be found there. You Negroes in the entertainment industry dancing and singing, and they love for y'all to put a show on for them and entertain them, because that's them controlling your energy, because you have to have energy, or your soul has to go into doing these things in order to be dancing and singing. They love for you to do that, to entertain them, because they control your energy. Right? They control that. They love for you to be jumping up and down, throwing balls through hoops, running and whatnot, because that's a form of energy control. They tell you when to do it, how to do it, why to do it, and they pay you for it. They give you currency, so-called currency, right, to motivate you. That's them pulling your strings and controlling you, controlling the light. Controlling you means that they control the light. See that? That's why they want to control you. It's not because of your so-called black skin. You ain't even got no black skin. They want to control the light. To control you and your woman is to control the light. They want your soul. That's what they talked about when they said that they want you to sell your soul to the devil. Right? And the devil has become them in physical form on earth. Those who were given life. Devil spelled backwards is lived, right? Live. Those who were given life, right? Those who lived. Because these people have a time, your humans have a time when they come on the planet, and it's a time when they're going to go off the planet. So being that Amun is constantly dealing with the future, Amun is already past their time. Amun is already in a state where he don't even see them no more. That's why they're always going to be referred to as devil or those who lived. Those who lived once existed like the dinosaur, but in a different state. Those who lived. Your light is what they want to control continuously. Your light houses the power of the planet. You house the power of the sun in your chest. So think about what all of you could do collectively if y'all really work together, right? Think about this. We shall be right back. I want you to notice something. I'm watching this hip-hop. What is this hip-hop? Loving Hip-Hop Atlanta. Now, what I notice about this is that they're on here fighting like they always usually. There's a fight every 10 minutes, right? And this is time specifically. There's a fight. The men are fighting. The women are fighting. Now, you turn it on YouTube and whatnot, you notice black people are fighting each other in the streets and filming it and whatnot. This is a manipulation of activity. Notice the beast, he's jogging and running, right, staying in shape. And he's got these simple-minded niggas fighting each other like monkeys in a damn cage fight. The men and the women, they battling, pulling each other hair out like animals. And he brings in the security to regulate and stop the chaos. This is all done purposely, right? This is a manipulation of light and energy, right? This is a manipulation of light and energy. This is what you're watching. Everything is timed out. Everything is done specifically for a reason. Everything is timed out and done. Like, they're told to do this. This is Jerry Springer. This is turned into nothing but Jerry Springer. Right? And they got black people, I should say. I'm not going to say our people no more, because I'm ashamed to call these people our people. These people of light. This is to give the people of light a distraction. This type of behavior is to take the light of our people and cause foolishness to drive down your intelligence, drive down your light. They want you focused, or your energy focused on this. Notice whenever you get black people together and they're not acting like savages and animals and whatnot, and that light is focused on something greater and higher, that intimidates people. That intimidates people, especially white people, when they see you serious and you're not playing, you're not cooning and shucking and jiving and acting like some Sambo coon, because that means you are in control of your energy. You are in control of your light. They're not in control of it, because they know that the Sambo, coon, buck dancing Negro, you're doing that at the behest of them. You're doing it to relax them, so therefore they control your light. So therefore they become masters of the light, and they become the Luciferians over you, because they master this. They control the media, the record companies and all this. When they control in your energy and your light, they control your soul. They control your soul. They control the souls of these people that are tearing each other apart like wild animals, right? This is so that you can throw your energy and soul into nonsense, right? Instead of using it to connect forward, they want you to throw it into nonsense, right? They want you to entertain them. This is what they want, right? This is all done strategically, right? While they're jogging and staying in shape, putting their energy into that, right, coming together collectively, exchanging ideas, forming think tanks, these niggas are tearing each other apart on TV. And they'll put it out there for TV for y'all to be watching and being entertained by, so this takes up your energy on things you could be thinking about, like producing education systems for your children, coming together as a community, opening up businesses and things like this. But your energy is going into watching this. Your energy is going into buying sneakers. Your energy is going into all kinds of nonsense. This is done purposely. Like I said, when they see black people who are calm, who are not a bunch of clowns, not cooning and samboing, you know, they don't like those kind of black people, because those are the people who have the potential to receive the light again, to become those Luciferians again, or those Mentalians, as I refer to them. They have the potential to become those people again. They have the potential to become those people again, and they don't want that. They rather manipulate and control your energy. They rather have you walking around in their image and after their likeness, with you black women wearing blonde wigs and weaves and all this other nonsense, because that means they control your energy. They control your light, because you're trying to be like them. See, they don't want to see that. When they seen distinguished groups like the Old Nation of Islam under Elijah Muhammad, Noble Drew Ali, that shocked the hell out the white man, that you had black people who were calm and in control, who wasn't cooning and clowning and Uncle Tomming, because that means you couldn't control their energy. You couldn't control their light. and they become intimidated and they want to kill you. Once they can't, you know, once you can't control it. And in other words, once they say, they look at you and say, why are you so serious? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your face? Why are you so serious? Why is this guy so quiet? Well, he don't got no sense of humor. Why is he not joking and laughing? Because that puts them at ease. That's all done for the at the behest of them to make them feel comfortable, because that's how they manipulate your energy. That's how they manipulate your energy, by getting you to react emotionally when they call you a nigger. They know you're going to react emotionally when they threaten you. See, all this plays into race. This is all anti-Luciferian trick, where they flip the energy on you and flip it on you, and they impose certain things upon you to get you excited, get you upset, manipulate your emotions and things like that. This is how they control the light. See, your Luciferians, your light bearers, your masters of your masters or lords of the earth, right? They learn through their psychology and their philosophy how to control the energy of people. They learn how to control the energy of people. And they got the energy of our people. They manipulated the energy of our people. They focus on manipulating that energy. They don't want that energy to go out of their sight. They don't want that energy to go from under their control, or they lose power. They lose the biggest power source, and that's you. You are the light beings. You are the light beings. You are the original rulers of the earth. The first and the only true Luciferians, or the true so-called Luciferians, or the rulers of the earth, is the Enkis and the Enkiites, or the Ammonites who came here. Those are the rulers of the earth. Those are the Enkis, or the Luciferians, the lords of the circle, lords of the cipher. That's who they are. You are descendants of these people. And that story got turned around, that account got turned around to this devil, and these angels came, and the fallen angels, and they fell into hell, and they started doing it. After that, the story stops. Right? The story stops. The reason why the story stops is because nobody was talking about the account of the Anunnaki and all these other people after that. So it made it seem like they disappeared. That's why, if you notice, in the Bible, they get up the whole thing of devil, because they don't talk that much about the devil, you know, in hell and all this other stuff, but they get up to the devil, they get up to hell and his angels, and that's and falling into earth, and that's it. There's nothing else, because they had to get their story from the Enuma Elish and the Gilgamesh epics, and our people only talked up to so much about this. That's how you know they plagiarized the story. That's how you know they copied from us. They wasn't able to extend the story. All they'll say is, oh, the devil exists in the world, and this devil exists in the world, and this, that, and the third, and whatnot. When you're talking about the devil, you're talking about submental people. When you're talking about evil people, you're talking about submental people, ignorant people, people who are unrighteous. Unrighteous people are ignorant people. You're not talking about good and bad. You're talking about intelligent and ignorant people. Because intelligent people know how to get along with each other. Intelligent people know how to get along in the world. Ignorant people got problems with people, because why would you hate somebody that you ain't never got to see again in your life? That's ignorant people. You don't have to copple with somebody that, you know, just because you cool with a person like that. Like I said, it's not about good and bad. It's about ignorant and intelligent people. Intelligent people know how to get along with and move through the world and you know, maneuver through the world and get along with everybody on some level. They can relate to everybody on some level. That's what we teach our people, to relate to everybody on some level to get through the world. That's what intelligent people do. Evil people, they can't seem to do that. That's where your whole demonic and devilish people come from. That's where they come from. Right? That's the real source behind your good and bad. That's the real source behind your good and bad. Right? Has nothing to do with so much with good and bad actions. It has to do with ignorant and intelligent actions. You know, your ability not to think. Because you find some of the so-called racist people. Anybody who got time to focus in on somebody else's race, or you don't like a person like that, like I said, people do that because they really don't have any intelligence of their own to focus in on. So they focus on it out of ignorance. Ignorance of themselves, ignorance of what they should be doing in the world. All this is based off of ignorance. The people who carry the light, they're not dealing with race. The people that carry the light, they're not dealing with race. Right? The people that are not carrying the light, the ones in darkness, they're still dealing with that. The ones who are of the light, they know who they should be separated from, who they should not mix with, and all these things. They understand this. But as the beast does, he tries to go against your intelligence by trying to push you into this, into mixing with everybody, because this is, again, another way to control your energy, to control your light. That's what your lords of this circle want to do. Your enlightened ones, your illuminated ones want to do. They want to control your actions. And the only way they can control your actions is through what they feed you via programming, television programming, radio programming, your music, your television shows, movie programming. Right? Billboard magazine programming. All of this. They even send you, at one time they sent you to school, people who had classes in computer, to become computer programmers. You become a computer programmer because you want the programs that you're going to insert into those computers that you're looking to build to program the people in order to control their level of intelligence, to control their light. The Luciferian, the light bearer, he looks to control the energy of all people on the planet. Same way the God beings, the Amun beings, they controlled all the energy and actions of the people on the planet because they created every goddamn thing. They created everything on the planet. So they controlled everything. They controlled everything. Right? They controlled everything. So these people want to be like the gods. The white man, he wants to be like the Amun beings. He showed you who God was when he put Morgan Freeman up there and Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty. He showed you that he wanted God's power through Jim Carrey's character. Right? Through the other guy's character, Steve Carell, they showed you that they wanted the power of God. They wanted the ability to be the Luciferians, to be the lords of the earth. They wanted God's power. That's what that movie was about. Jim Carrey wanted God's power. He was a Luciferian. He represented a Luciferian, one who wanted to rule the planet from Enki, who was supposed to be Morgan Freeman. Right? It's always about the control of power, light, energy, which brings in intelligence, which brings in technology, which brings in government. All these things are based in messages that you are able to receive and what you are not. As long as you are in the darkness, in the state of ignorance, you will not be able to receive it. Those of our people, the so-called black race today, those of you who are still calling yourself Moors and Muslims and Africans and all these other things, you are people in the darkness. You will never receive any power because you ask the beast for power. You still wear his names. So he is your God. How are you going to ask a person who doesn't have the power himself to give you power to give you power? He didn't create nothing here. You should be going to the source. But you don't know what the source is. You don't know who the source is. So he's become the source for you. He's become the power for you. He's become the God for you. He is your Lucifer. He is your Lord. He is your Lord. The beast is your Lord. You wanted the creation and not, you wanted the creation and not the creator. You want to tune into the creation and not the creator, not the people. You don't want to tune into the source that brought everything here. So you will never be those rulers of the planet. You will never be those people in control again. Only an elect few will see it in the new world, in the next world to come. That world is coming. Because it only takes one connection to turn everything around. Or turn everything forward, I should say. The way it's supposed to be. our next class, the Black Evolution class, the next Black Evolution class, the Future Mentalex Black Evolution class, will be taking place September 28th. It will be taking place in Arizona, where I'll be speaking September 27th in Phoenix, Arizona. And hopefully in October, we'll be in North Carolina, looking for the sleep and burying the dead, meaning burying these dead organizations, these dead movements from the last millennium, and moving along these dead Negroes that stand in the way of our evolution and our light to become those Mentalians, those Ammonites, those Mentalian Ammonites, those mentalists of tomorrow. Let me go ahead and read these questions before I get out of here. I'd like to thank those of you who called in, who participated in the broadcast. We had, like I said, we had an excellent turnout. It was very successful at the Future Mentalex Black Evolution Conference. We're going to keep the momentum going, waking up the sleeping and burying the dead. All right? So let me go ahead and read these. All right. Who were the first Luciferians on Earth? The first Luciferians on Earth were the Amun Bings, were the Niteru, were the Anunnaki, the Amun Bings. They were the first Luciferians, the true rulers or the lords of the circle or the cipher. It's really Lucifer, not Lucifer. It's Lucifer, the lord of the circle or the lord of the earth, the Lucifer. Cipher is a circle. The circle represents the earth, right? Those are the first Luciferians, and also the account of Lucifer coming down to earth from the heavens, that's in key. And those beings that came with him were the 200 fallen angels or messengers from which we descend, the so-called black race. Those who came from another world that was moving, that was them. Though they didn't use the terminology Luciferian, they used something else. It's Amun in key. The Amun race. What happened to them? They are here through us, a chosen few of us, not all of us, a chosen few, not the black race, a chosen few. They're here coming through. That's the elect that's spoken about in the book of Revelation. It's not going to be the individuals of the so-called Negroes or the black race that's not dealing with them. Amun beings are not dealing with them, right? Who are the new Luciferians? Your white man and them, of course, your humans. They're the new Luciferians. They've been the Luciferians for the last 400 or 500 years. The ones who have been bearing the light and trying to control the energy and the light and the power of the people, the true descendants of the rulers of the earth on the planet. Your white man, they're the new Luciferians, but they represent the false light or the artificial light. They don't represent the true light, which is fire, which is the solar plex beings. All right. Who is Lucifer? Lucifer is Enki. Lucifer is Enki. Right? He is Enki, the true lord of the earth, lord of the circle. That is Lucifer, right? The lord of the light, or the light bearer. The one, also the lord of the circle, right? Who is the so-called angel of light and here, where is hell at? Hell is on earth. And the angel of light was Enki, and that one who's going to come in the name or in the image of Enki, who will raise. The one who will come in the image of Enki will be the Son of Man. He will be the Christ and the Messiah and the Antichrist, if that makes sense. He will be both, good and bad. Hell is on earth. There's no hell underground. Heaven is in the universe, where all the planets and the solar systems are. Hell is on earth in the limitations of what's going on here and what we've been forced to submit to. And that's it. Join us Wednesday night for the next Future Mentalex Radio broadcast, where we'll be touching on something very heavy, something very deep, as usual. Next Future Mentalex Black Evolution Conference will be September 28th again. Will be September 28th. All right. I will be there. I will be teaching. I will be answering questions, as usual. All right. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This is Future Mentelect Radio, WFOM 14.4, Blog Talk Radio. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.